what might be an experiment, not a spell or however you would define a magical introduction?
Okay, here's a little idea. You imagine you have a magical pair of glasses, and they are split. You know, they're split in, what are they called, bifocals. So, you know, where the bottom half of the glass gives you one perspective, you look up, and it's, you know, long distance, short distance.
Okay. I'm wearing them right now. I am.
Okay. And, you know, when you have a difficult encounter, say somebody is rude to you in a restaurant, or, you know, you're having trouble with your spouse or whatever, we tend to be reactive. When somebody is aggressive towards us or there's a problem, we tend to be reactive and just to immediately only see that side of them. With this pair of magical spectacles, you're not being an idiot. When you put them on, you're still seeing that. One lens shows you this aspect, but the other lens, when you move your vision up, you see the divine part of them. You see them as a radiant, as a soul, as who they really are. And so this takes time. What happens is take an incident. I was in a restaurant in Berlin a couple of days ago, and there was some waitress who was, for some reason, she was obviously going through some problem, and she was kind of angry with me. And one's immediate reaction is to be reactive, to get angry back. But instead, if you just pause for a second, you put on your magical spectacles, and you look through the other lens, and you see that this person is a soul, and you smile at them, and you're warm to them, and you connect at that level with them. And then things change. You know. So this is kind of shifting us from being fear-based to taking a little time. There's this wonderful way in which Stephen Covey talks about responsibility being our ability to respond, that we have this moment, just this moment, where we can take a pause. We don't have to be in a hurry. We just can make a decision. And this is a decision to work out of a place of trust. So a lot of magical skills are, if you like, this kind of psychological ideas. If the idea of working with a pair of glasses doesn't, that's just a trick, if you like, or a device right. for you to use. You can do it without that, of course. You can just look directly into somebody's eyes and smile at them and kind of see their soul, you know, shining through even the angry part. And, you know, it makes a difference to how you experience the world.
I like that. And I would say, what's the difference between magical thinking and mystical thinking? Because I would identify what you just said as being part of the tradition of mysticism.
Ah, okay. Yeah, there's an interesting... Mysticism tends to be... one way you characterize it, and they're two sides of the same coin, I think we need both. Mysticism is the desire to merge with the divine. So it's a question of letting go, of opening up, and of merging with the divine. And we just want to... The main impulse in mysticism is to merge with God, to be one with God or goddess. Magic is more proactive and says... I'm here on earth for a reason. As well as merging with the divine, I'd also like to act in the world and to be a force for good myself.